to be evaluated. We are not trying to circumvent any process, but merely to give school boards and districts an additional tool to retain those top-notch teachers. And with that, I would turn it over to my testifiers.
Ms. Herman.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Rose Hermanson. I represent the Minneapolis teachers. We would be covered by the second part of the bill under cities of the first class, but I think the provisions are very similar. New teachers face many challenges as they enter the classroom. It's probably the most difficult period of their teaching lives because it is the first, you know, the probationary period is the first 3 years. Research shows that the biggest attrition rate is within the first 5 years of teaching, and there's a variety of reasons for that. One concern is really knowing what the future holds for them. Will I be back, especially in this time of budget cuts and uncertainty in funding? That tends to be a real issue for these young new teachers. What is my future? Do I have to continue looking? Should I be going to another district and trying to get a job there as well? When I started teaching, and granted that was quite a while ago, I was in a school with 16 student teachers. It was quite unusual. I had my contract signed during my student teaching period. It was in April. I did not graduate from the U of M until August 20th. I started teaching August 24th. I knew what I was going to be doing, and then I would have a job. The 16 other student teachers in my building, all of them except one, also had contracts signed before they finished their student teaching. It's a whole different world out there right now. Our probationary period at that time was 2 years. We had a pretty strong knowledge that we were going to be back probably within the same district where we had started teaching. It is different now. Senate File 2601 does basically three things as I see it, and as the senator has pointed out, it is really up to the management in the district, the school board, the principals, and the superintendent to offer this. If continuing contract or tenure status in the case of Minneapolis and cities of the first class is granted, there is more of an assurance that that teacher will be back, that they can plan on their future. If continuing the status is granted, they will achieve a seniority placement, because until you are tenured, you do not have a seniority placement. What does that mean? You are obviously then in the position to be recalled, and at this time, districts make decisions on budgets not knowing whether they're going to bring teachers back. In this case, that teacher would have that opportunity to be placed on that seniority placement. And thirdly, it does provide some due process opportunities or protections prior to becoming tenured. The bottom line is that these teachers then would be treated more like all the other tenured teachers in the district. And that's, in our opinion, a helpful thing for these new teachers. Thank you. I'll be happy to answer questions.
Thank you, Ms. Hermanson.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Brad Lundell from Schools for Equity and Education on the management side of this equation today. But I want to thank Senator Bonhoff for introducing this bill, and I think Ms. Hermanson has done a very good job of outlining what the bill can be about. I think that Senator Bonhoff pointed out the growing needs of districts throughout the state in terms of teachers, young talent, new processes, and new things being needed in the classroom. When a district sees that kind of talent or sees the kinds of things that would fit for that district, to have the opportunity to get that teacher into the force, I think, is positive. Again, this is a permissive legislation. There's no must or shall here. It's a may on the part of the district. And I think that gives districts the flexibility to look at the opportunities to recruit, retain, and hopefully someday when there's enough money to reward the teachers that are there. And get them in the system and keep them in the system. I think that's extremely important. Again, I think it's a positive bill and a positive move for the state of Minnesota.
Thank you, Mr. Lundell. Senator Dahl.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, I'm, in this, whenever I hear, let's say, the governor speak, he talks about quality teachers, and I'm not sure that granting, and I don't like the word tenure, due process is a better word, granting it sooner seems like contrary or kind of against maybe what the governor. Do we really know after 1 year whether a teacher is good? I didn't know until 10 years of teaching that I was any good. I thought I was good first year, but I really wasn't. So I'm just curious, does it seem to lower the bar in terms of teacher quality, make sure absolutely that we have the right people in place?
Mr. Chair, Senator Dahl, the school district could, first of all, this is permissive, so it will be up to the judgment of the school district and the board to extend this offer, and so they must clearly see the value or the expertise or the talent in that individual. But should they make a mistake in year two or year three, nothing would preclude them from saying, you know, that teacher isn't the right teacher for that district.
Mr. Chair, if I could add,
Ms. Lindell.
Senator Dahl, I think that and I haven't called them about this bill, but I think the St. Francis School District has been involved in QComp, and they've done they've really gone away from steps and lanes, and they're doing a very heavy mentoring program. I'm just using them as an example here of a district that probably would know after 1 year whether or not to offer the continuing contract. I think that there are some districts that are going to the alternative bargaining that may have, given the way that they're grading teachers, given the way that they're evaluating teachers, may have that opportunity. Again, it will be permissive on the part of the district, but I think there are instances where you're going to at least have a leg up in that determination. Granted, as you said, you know, there are things that there are people who play good in the first quarter and not good in the fourth quarter, and so I guess somebody might start out well and hit a wall. I think that that's something that we have to be cognizant of as well, but I would judge that districts would be very judicious in using this and not be just all of a sudden saying, oh, I like you, you're have a continuing contract.
And Mr. Chair and Senator Dahl, I know there would have to be a due process hearing, but still one would expect that that these things would take care of themselves in that process.
Ms. Hermanson, then Senator Olson, then we'll ask Ms. Allswager and others interested to testify as well. Ms. Hermanson.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, and Senator Dahl, in Minneapolis we do a process with our probationary teachers called achievement of tenure, and there's a great deal of oversight and supervision during this period, and we, you know, we do that with other teachers who may be having difficulties in the classroom even though they are tenured. I don't know how a district would potentially use this. I suspect we use a peer review process and have a lot of support from the other teachers. I would hope and suspect that the districts would be very careful about offering this and obviously would use that peer review and that support process prior to offering it. However, as I think Senator Bonhoff indicated, what we're trying to do here is give some assurances to some of those really top quality teachers that they will have a job sometime, and they know that they don't have to continue looking. So,
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Bonhoff, I think I needed some clarification. You indicated that even if they choose to do this, that they still have the option of not renewing. I don't know if you meant that, but that's not that. I think if you grant that after 1 year, then you've granted the continued contract. That option is not open then to continue them on a probationary status.
Right. No, Mr. Chair, I think she said with due process. So that's the difference, is they would have a right to a hearing and reasons for a dismissal as a tenured teacher would.
Yes.
Ms. Allswager.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Jan Allswager, Education Minnesota. I think this bill is a lot more complicated than it actually looks. It sounds like a very simple solution. It would be very easy. Senator Olson, I think you brought up a very good question. In the second and third year, if that person received continuing contract status after the first year, during that second and third year, they would be treated the same as a 20-year teacher or a 25-year teacher in that they would have the rights to due process. I think what this does is give, I heard the term kind of super teachers, it really gives them, I hate to use this word super seniority because it really isn't seniority, but it picks people in advance of other individuals. But it doesn't give them any different seniority if the two teachers make a continuing contract status. Let me give you an example. So if two teachers I hired on July 1st of 2006, and one teacher is given continuing contract status on July 1st of 2007. And let's say the other teacher, then that was also hired at 2006, receives continuing contract status on July 1st of 2009. They both have a seniority date of July 1st, 2006. Your seniority date starts once on the day that you were hired, but you don't get the seniority date until you receive continuing contract status. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't. What it does is give, what it, the bill is really doing is giving them a continuing contract status in advance of other people that were hired possibly at the same time or before them. It is permissive, but what it means then is that teachers are going to be treated differently. That poses a whole lot of other possible problems. Oh. Certainly there could be issues of discrimination or being treated unfairly and lawsuits, that sort of thing, because why did you pick this person over the other person? We would have a better solution that if a district, and we've talked to Senator Bonhoeff about it, and she's open to discussing this, and we'd like to continue this discussion. If really we think that the school administrators are able to decide that a person should receive continuing contract status in 1 year, let's just change the probationary period from 3 years to 1 year. 3 years is a very long time. That way, you would be able to offer that status, and it would be sooner. So that is our recommendation. Well, we like that one.
Okay, Senator Dahl, I'm going to ask the MSBA or anyone else that would like to weigh on this, and I anticipate we'll entertain soon a motion that it would be recommended to the for possible inclusion in the E-12 policy finance bill, and where the majority of members then could further weigh in, and but recognizing deadlines, we probably would still like to advance the conversation, and also noting Senator Bonhoeff's willingness to work and the receptivity of others, including Ms. Allswager, to have that dialogue continued with options as well. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And again,
Senator Dahl.
I would prefer we did the 1 year for everybody or leave it as the current system is in place. And as someone who's worked with member rights for 15 years in the school district, we wish that the superintendents, the principals, administrators would have done due diligence to make sure we have weeded out the problems in those early years. Our job is so much easier if we have the best teachers in the system. And I'm not sure that 1 year, and we've lost teachers who had continuing contract status with due process, but it's a very lengthy process, and it's documentation, and it can take several years. So I think I would be very careful about jumping the gun in terms of who we hire and offering continuing contract.
Noted. Mr. Schneiderwin.
Mr. Chair, my name is Kirk Schneiderwin. I'm on staff with the School Board Association, and believe me, we like the word may. I mean, we always like to see the word may in bills, and for that we appreciate. But I think the issue is much more complicated, and there's potentially some unintended consequences for school districts and that could occur if, as Ms. Allswager shared with you, that an individual in the first year receives continuing contract rights after that first year, and then the third, a teacher in his or her third year expects to receive continuing contract rights, and it doesn't happen while teacher in the first year does. And so I think there are those things that need to be flushed out. And I think there will be a lot of undue pressure on principals and superintendents when this process rolls around about awarding continuing contract rights as we roll along here. So I think one of the issues I think you need to also consider is that we represented all school districts, and this has not been an issue that for our school board members, our superintendents, has come forward with. And so we appreciate the flexibility on this issue. It's an issue that I think that needs to be flushed out a little bit more before, and we'd be willing to work with Senator Bonhoeff to discuss that.
Senator Olson.
Mr. Chairman, sir, this is kind of interesting. We hear an awful lot about wanting local control, and this is permissive to you, but is this a local control that you wouldn't want to have? That's what I'm hearing. You really don't want it. You want us to tell you what to do. So now somewhere along the way, we need to reconcile this whole issue of how much you expect us to do and how much local control you want to have.
Mr. Chair, and I understand your point. And I think what we're asking for is looking at uniformity rather than putting the pressure and responsibility on the school leaders. Now, the May is permissive. I understand that. And so we're that part of it we're not concerned about, but it's the uniformity issue that I think that would put pressure on the principals and SUPs.
Senator Roebling.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Sometimes uniformity is not the right thing either. And if you find a teacher with a very specific set of skills or that meets a very specific need in your district, I think that we should be able to tell them that they're going to be around for a while. And I this thing about treating everybody the same, no matter what skills or what abilities they have, troubles me. And I think Senator Bonhoeff's bill breaks away from that a little bit. It's not a lot. It's permissive. It gives districts the opportunity to do it on occasion. And I think it's a good idea.
Okay, members, Senator Bonhoeff.
And just in conclusion, I would just underscore what Senator Roebling said, that I, too, am troubled by the emphasis on uniformity over looking at individuality as well. All people aren't, we each grow at our own rate. We develop in our own time. Having four children, I can guarantee you that's the case. And I think that if we can provide school districts with some tools that takes into account the way people grow and develop, then so be it. But we'll see.
Further discussion, Senator Dahl.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just add that when we find a good teacher, when the district hires a good, qualified, excellent teacher, we do keep them. We do whatever we can to keep them. On the other side, after we have had many teachers in their second and third year say, boy, it's a good thing we didn't keep that particular teacher, and let's cut the strings. So I'm just trying to keep the balance, and I don't like the haves and have-nots that might exist in this particular bill.
And I have one question for counsel, or Dr. McQuay. Is it potentially an occurrence that you could be granted tenure in this with fewer than 60 days with one supervised visit and evaluation?
Mr. Chair and members, the language ties the continuing contract offer to the evaluation process, which yes, could happen after 60 days. There is no language specifying that it happens after 1 year.
Senator Bonhoeff, is there any further discussion? Not Senator Bonhoeff, would you like to make a motion? And she so moves that Senate File 2601 be recommended to pass and referred to E12 Finance. Further discussion? Not. All in favor indicate aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
No. Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Senator Bonhoeff. And the meeting's adjourned. There's a finance meeting tomorrow.